Welcome back to Relationship Status. It's your girl, Neat Crew.
CL Butler.
And your boy, Yusuf in the building. And remember, you can catch us on all podcast platforms as well as RelationshipStatusPodcast.com. Remember to like, share, 5-star rate, and review. Don't forget that if you want to join the conversation, hit us up, relstatpodcast@gmail.com or the voicemail, 843-310-8637. C.
Talk to me, brother.
Neek's back.
She is back. Is back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Oh, well, where have you been? Tell us about where you've been. You know,
I was sick.
You were sick?
Yeah, I had COVID.
You had COVID?
Yeah.
Who you got COVID?
I had a coronavirus.
Where you got it from? You got your voice deeper. Who you got that from?
I got it from my cousin.
You sure? Yeah. Your cousin Whitney?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We had it together.
Wow. So y'all were in hibernation together?
No. She was at her house, I was at mine.
So you quarantined. You all cleared up now?
Yep.
So the monkeypox rumors is not true?
I had monkeypox?
That's what they said. What Screech say. I told them, hey, no way Neek got the pox.
Oh, well, maybe I did. I don't know.
I'm just asking you. I'm going straight to the... No?
No. Okay. Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I see. You still got the auburn?
No, it's the blonde now.
Blonde? Okay, black and blonde, the new group. I see you. I hear glowing. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Nothing you want to tell us? Nothing you want to share with us?
Like what?
It's what you would want to share with us. It's not what I want.
Nah, I miss being on.
You do?
Been a long time.
Some people said you quit. I was just like, listen, she was in contract negotiations and you know. No?
Okay. But who?
I'm just saying. That's what word on the street was. Podcast streets. I just said.
You don't know.
I don't know. This is what the people want to know.
The people want to know if I'm back or I'm leaving.
Back and leaving. How could you leave the number one podcast network in the state of South Carolina? How could you do that?
I don't know.
You can't.
I can't. If I wanted to, I could.
So do you want to?
I don't know.
It was a trick. Yeah. See there? Got your true intentions. There you go. I know you thought you was bigger than the group. I knew it. Just the way you walked in here.
What? I was late because I'm a single parent and I had to go get an instrument for my daughter.
What instrument is your daughter playing?
The flute.
All praises be Allah. The flute is the most spiritual instrument you could play. You didn't know that?
No, I did not.
It's true. Don't look it up, but it's true.
Don't look it up.
Do not look it up.
Because, you know, I will dive deep.
Don't do it. No deep dive. So you're going to learn to play flute because you played the recorder.
When?
Everybody played the recorder in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, Neat. That's standard in South Carolina.
I don't remember.
Okay.
We have some guests.
Yes, now I'm friends with the small talk. Just Neat didn't deliver. I thought you was going to have a story. You got kidnapped.
What?
Or something.
No, I did not get
you get nothing.
I got sick. I didn't have a voice. I had the chills, high fever, felt like I wanted to die. Wow. What do you want? The dramatics?
No. I don't. I do not need.
Well,
you know.
Let's get it. Let's get our guests on here.
Never would have made it without you.
You
never prayed. You didn't do nothing. You just want to just go through that. Okay, let's get started with the show.
Yeah.
Guests.
Yes. First, back again, Miss Kate Antoinette. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
You're all right. Doing well.
Okay.
Big bright smile.
Okay.
Okay. And we also have from the DJ Blaze Radio Show, our man Be Easy.
Hello. I want to wait after the applause.
Okay. Thank you all for being here.
Trying to my applause.
You talk about me.
Yeah, well, but Neat, you see the shade from our engineer, producer, Yusuf. He give you no hand claps.
I know.
And I told him,
I didn't talk, give you hand claps later, on
Neat.
Me.
We'll talk, Neat.
What are you talking about?
You ain't nigga talk?
About what?
Don't worry about that. Oh, Mike, no.
Ooh, what's biting you?
I had a long day. That dirt bite.
Okay, I thought something got you. Monkey pop.
Well, see ya.
Talk to me.
This is the first episode. Neek's back.
Yeah, she's back.
You said that you had some questions for her and I.
Oh yeah, stemming from our January
episode.
January episode.
Yeah. What?
Okay. I don't see no dreads. You said you started your dreadlock journey.
What happened?
Tell us what happened, girl.
Tell us what happened. I'm very, like, very indecisive when it comes to my hair. But like, I like it straight, and I like it curly, and then I really wanted dreads, but then it was like.
So you bailed on the dreads?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be able to wear my hair straight.
Okay, you know? I get it.
And then I'm not going to be able to wear it in a ponytail like I wanted. And I'm going to go through that ugly stage, and I don't want to do all that.
Be Easy has the same hair challenges every day. We talk about it all the time.
You have hair?
Yeah.
I always see him with a hat.
I'm just saying. I see hiding his hair. He actually got dreads.
You do?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm so annoying.
Yeah. Yes, he does. You know what I'm saying? Yourself?
Yes.
Well, go ahead. Answer your own question.
What's my question?
You keep anything you stated on your New Year's resolution. Because I've kept mine. I've been positive. But people tell me all the time how positive I am.
Yeah, I've been communicating.
Better?
Better.
I've been communicating
better. Yeah, he don't apologize, but he communicates better.
I've been communicating better.
So y'all have held tight to your New Year's resolution?
I have done that.
Okay.
I would like to believe so.
Now, what else?
I said, I'm going to wait later. We'll bring it back slow, Neek.
Oh,
slow. I don't want you to feel attacked. You know what I'm saying?
I don't ever feel attacked.
Sometimes you did tell me you felt attacked. You've had a lot of jabs at me too. I've been doing a lot of stuff.
You did?
But I'm positive now.
You're positive now? That's good. You healed?
Yes, I am healed because I could have been broken and didn't know it.
Okay. That's cool.
Like a gospel song.
Yes. Thank you. You should all watch the Marvin Sapp story. Never would have made it without you.
It's on Prime?
It's on TV One. It's poorly directed, too.
Oh, it must be BET Plus.
It's not the best. It's not the best. Okay. So, CancelNet, what you been up to?
Not much.
What's the latest and greatest?
Work? That's it. Yeah.
Okay. BEASY?
Birds still chirping.
Ooh.
Got them things for the low. Wrong show, my bad.
Yeah. Tell us about the DJ Blaze radio show.
It's a show. We're a podcast. The listeners, they can listen.
Okay.
Because we're the talkers. Okay. And we talk.
And you talk. Tell us about who you talk with.
Amy's 22 cents.
22, okay.
And Boss Lady 819, aka Key.
Okay, so you're not getting a word in the edge,
no.
Okay, I understand.
It's like chickens. All show, that's all it is.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Once again.
We appreciate you all both.
Mm-hmm. Taking the time out your busy days to come on through and have a seat with us today.
Yes, and K. Antoinette's going to start us off. Yes.
Oh, okay, so the topic for today.
Okay.
That you proposed to me.
Me? Yes. No, you need to claim it because you're taking shots at people. So go ahead and claim it.
What shots have I been taking? Anyway, law of attraction.
Laws of attraction.
Yeah. So what does law of attraction mean to you?
What it means to me is what makes you attracted to other people. The things you're doing to cause yourself to be more attracted. Now, that could not be the right definition. So, Neek, what's your definition?
Of laws of attraction?
Mm-hmm.
What you put into the world, what you get out of it.
Okay, be easy.
Kind of like Neek's, but like whatever you say,
okay,
happens.
Okay.
Yeah, so mine is more like manifestation too. Like, you know, your thoughts and your vibration kind of attracts the like to you. So law of attraction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
if that is true. What about these women who end up with no good men? Are they really the trash?
You gotta get used to love.
Why is this where we?
Because I wanted to put a point right here because I wanted to catch Kay because she got to switch her words up on me. so what you got to say to these women?
You're not gonna get his
men?
Definition of law of attraction.
I guess that's what we'll do next. Okay. Since Kay's avoiding,
I mean, I thought I was running the show.
Okay,
he asked you.
Well, mine is you attract what you are.
Okay.
Oh God,
that's
what if you get a trash woman?
Then that's what you are.
You trash too.
Yeah. God, you attract what you are.
Well, obviously, there are several different ways that we can look at it. And just like we were researching it, there were 7 laws of attraction. There was 5. There was 3. There was 12. Like, so there's different aspects of law of attraction that feed into our understanding of it.
Okay. But
for the sake of this, how do you want to approach this topic?
What laws are we using to attract people? Or what laws do we kind of live by? Or... what are we doing here?
So no, kind of what you were trying to catch me slipping with was the law of magnetism.
Magnetism, right? That's one law, right?
Or like attracting like, where it's like if you are a trash person, then you're gonna attract trash.
But that
trash
doesn't mean y'all can't be a good couple.
Be a toxic couple. Mean,
you can be.
That's a very simple way to look at it.
You might be happy.
I'm just saying because that's what relationships like.
Okay. Sean and Blueface.
They like fight, don't they?
Yeah.
Blueface is a wonderful individual. Neighborhood crip.
Oh my god.
Blueface baby.
Not like Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Neighborhood crip. No, that's his name.
That's his tagline, right?
No, that's his, they call it a neighborhood. Oh. Neighborhood crip.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Shout out to me.
But isn't that the truth? Like if a woman or a man.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Kay made that look at me when I said a woman.
Okay.
Always, if everybody they attract is trash, then don't they always say you got to look internally?
I think you do.
You have to look at what you're doing, what you're saying, and how you're putting it out.
Because a woman's more likely to say a man's trash than a man says a woman's trash.
Mm-hmm.
With men, it just doesn't work out.
This conversation.
Well, we're giving you an insight into a man's. You know, a multiverse.
I don't know. I think my belief system is because I used to buy into it too.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm responsible for what I attract. I don't think that's the case. I think of it like a moth to a light bulb. Like you're going to attract all kinds of stuff if you're a light, but you're responsible for what you allow, right? So when it comes to certain people that might attract people that might not be healthy for them, I don't think it's necessarily that they're trash. They might just have some unhealed stuff. You know, that's allowing that to happen and they don't realize it, or patterns that consistently overlook the good and seek out the not so good.
Okay, so who's trash? Nobody?
He could be trash.
Right? I don't know, but I'm saying like the idea that the woman is trash because she's saying that she keeps getting bad
partners.
She never
takes accountability for her trash.
Nobody said that. Oh.
I got a question.
Well, see, she might attract this. She's going to attract any man.
Oh, okay.
Most women, like, they're going to attract all different types of men.
Every woman. Okay.
But a lot of times we overlook those little red flags and we try to look at the good and try to think of everybody is not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we end up with those trash.
Is that AKA men. the most attractive one?
Yeah,
attraction is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't look so much as looks. We look at personality.
You don't. You prefer the uglier. That's what you've said.
Yeah, I have.
You say you like ugly men?
That's what she keeps saying.
That's a part.
Conventionally ugly.
I mean, like, I like people.
Yeah.
Whoever makes me happy.
Okay. Trying to get the broom. She's trying to sweep this up. Man. She's trying to clean this one up. Okay.
Right, so my question is.
Okay.
So law of manifestation states whatever you manifest, you put out there.
Okay.
That's what you should get back, right?
Yeah.
What about the women who be manifesting?
Why are we?
But they don't get back what they be manifesting.
Because they don't wait. They go looking for it most of the time.
Or there's other variables that's in that, right? Like I said, I don't necessarily buy into the whole
straight manifest.
You get what you attract. Like you are what you attract. Like I don't believe so much in that.
This is all you are what you eat.
Are you a pig? Are you a cow?
Yeah. Could be.
My bad, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You're good, bro.
Them little blue lights you have in the country and all the damn bugs just rush to it. Yeah.
But I'm talking about just because we talked about that was a law of magnetism you were talking about. Yeah. You are what basically you attract.
Based
to
on
are.
His like
Yeah, definition. I'm talking about the manifestation of it. Like the law of manifestation when they go, I want, and I wake up this morning, and I will find, and I will get, and then they don't get that. They get the trash.
Because maybe you got the end result. Like, maybe you have the want, but you don't have the know-how. Like, maybe there's something else inside you that is causing a disconnect between what you say you want and what you're actually going for.
Oh. Yeah, because you got to do the work still. Even though you say, I want this. You could put it on the paper and say, this is the type of man I want. I want him to have A, B, C, and D. Mm-hmm. If you're not working towards A, B, C, and D or in that area or talking to those type of people, you're not going to meet A, B, C, and D.
Okay.
You're going to try to find A, B, C, and D and whoever you're talking to.
So are you, so y'all talking about premature manifestation. Because you need to work, do the work. That's not...
Premature, huh?
Yeah, premature. You need to go do the work before you manifest. But it tends to be people manifest before they've done the work.
Yeah.
So that's pre, as in before. No?
Help I mean, me. I appreciate it.
You try.
I can appreciate it.
This kind of reminds me of a part of one of... It's kind of controversial, The Secret.
Okay.
I have that book.
And I watched it. You can watch it if you don't want to read it. It's on Netflix.
It's on Prime.
Okay. So it was one part about a woman. She wanted to like get a husband.
Okay.
And so she, you know, had this person come through and look at a house, whatever. Like, you want a husband, but you park your car in the middle of the garage.
Woo.
And you got your clothes all over in the closet or whatever.
Okay.
So she was like,
make
you
space.
Know, live your life like you already got your husband. So like, you know, put your clothes on one side of the closet, leave space for that guy.
Okay.
Park your car like somebody else got to park there.
Oh.
And then she was like, you know, a little while later, she got a man, and then
so she opened up.
Yeah. Well, not opened up, but she just kind of, like she said, lived her life a certain kind of way.
And made space. Do we agree here?
I agree with making space. I don't know if I totally agree with the mindset that you go to that kind of, not extreme. I don't think it's extreme. But I don't think you go into
not act like you're in a relationship, but just
create space. Yeah, I get the concept.
Really acting like you're in a relationship or whatever. So, but all of this stuff is, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about it in relationships, but you use it in other aspects of your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, dress the part or whatever, people say that kind of stuff, like dress for the job you want, or
practice how you're gonna actually perform.
So you can use it in all aspects, not just relationships.
I guess, but then you're not enjoying where you are.
Why can't it become enjoyable?
Because, like, so if there is something I want, and yes, I can do things in my present moment to get that, but if I'm so focused on correcting my life to account for this future thing, then I'm not enjoying where I am.
Well, I gotta enjoy where I am.
Because life is life. What if you never get that thing you're working towards?
Well, I didn't manifest happiness. Yeah, he
did. It's called being in a relationship. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
This is what it's called. It's not?
So, on the topic of The Secret.
Okay, let's go back to The Secret.
I appreciate the book, but I think I couldn't get into it because it talked about just always having this positive mindset, and to me that can turn very quickly into being something that's not beneficial. If you're always saying I have to police my thoughts, my behaviors in a way that isn't a true representation of your human nature.
But what if you're just still discovering who you are and this is part of your development?
Okay, it's a place for that. But again, if I'm always policing myself to have positivity at the forefront without knowing that it's okay to express other emotions, other wants and needs and desires, then I'm not allowing myself to be a real person.
I don't agree with that.
That's what I was about to say. Okay, I mean, tell us what you think.
Well, I just don't think that just because you have an overall positive mindset that you have to negate anything else.
Overall, yes, but toxic positivity is a thing.
You just made that up. Continue.
Yes.
Yes. I'm messing with you. Google it.
Are you describing yourself?
No. Well, it's something I did notice in myself. Like,
okay, tell
because
us.
You're always hearing, like, think positive. You know what I'm saying? Make sure, like,
smile.
You know what I'm saying? Even this thing, like, we were talking about anger on one episode, like, always being in a positive mindset. I feel like sometimes that doesn't account for other things you might experience that might not be positive all the time. That doesn't mean you have to fall apart and handle it in a negative way. Well, it's just not always going to be positivity in your life.
Yeah, but I mean, some bad stuff can happen, and you can look at like the positive stuff, like the way, so that you won't dwell on the negative part of it.
Right, but I think there's a process to get to that. So you have to give yourself the grace to know that I'm not always going to handle things in the way that maybe I want to, in a positive way. I can get there and I can work on that. But when you first hear something, sometimes that emotion is not going to be a positive emotion. It's going to be a real one, but it's not going to be positive.
I think that you're putting two things, as you know, you're combining two things.
How so?
So like you keep saying the emotion part of it, along with the thought process.
Mm-hmm.
I could be mad that I lost the game, but I can still say, well, we lost. But we can take this from it that we did good.
So now you're putting actions with it too.
No, I'm saying, when I say take from it, I mean that's the positive part of it. You know what I'm saying? We lost the game, but we hit the ball good. You know what I'm saying? So,
but in the book, they were saying that the emotion was wrong, is what I'm saying. And it's, if it starts there, and even though your behavior might say, I'm still going to take a positive piece of this, you still have to account for that part of you that's human and saying like, dang, this kind of sucked for a second. I'm going to choose to look at it differently. And sometimes that's going to be a longer process. It's not going to be immediate.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Why do you have to have it that way? Why can't you just try it the way the book says try it?
What do you mean? I have lived that way before.
And
I just felt like I was crazy because I'm like, dang, well, I'm still struggling.
Because you really,
you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not accountable for me.
You didn't make space.
For myself.
Yeah, but first thing you got to do is let go of self. We're not very important.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody else?
See, a lie.
I'm very important.
You gotta remove yourself.
No, because CL always says, I am my own first priority.
Oh, yeah.
I am my own first priority, but I remove myself personally from situations.
So you're talking about ego? You remove ego?
Ego, myself? Just what if I think I'm who I'm supposed to be? It doesn't matter. What's the best me for this situation? So just remove yourself. Like, you know what? I don't know what to do in here. I'm going to grab a broom and sweep.
And I appreciate that. I just feel like to an extreme, that's a very robotic way to try to live your life as a human, because you're not always going to do everything perfectly. Sometimes you're going to have a moment where you don't handle something or look at something in a positive way.
But did it say live it like that, or is that what you take it as?
No, they were literally saying that, like, you know, they have, because I was listening to the audiobook, but you know, they had different people coming on saying, and that was one sentiment that was repeated over and over again. It's like, oh, something happens. Don't take it personal. You should not feel this way. You should. I mean, but that's not realistic.
You got to get rid of self.
Okay.
That's not the only, like, book that says that, like,
not. It's not. It's not.
Take it personal. Yeah. Like, but that, especially when, like, dealing with people, not to take it personal, like, it's not on you how somebody treats you or whatever when you're dealing with people. So,
and I agree. Yeah. I do agree with that. Like, I'm not saying there's no place for it. I think that the book does a great job of showing you how to tap into the law of attraction and manifesting, like, the things that you want. I just think that it also promotes toxic positivity.
What is an example of toxic positivity?
Something happens to me and I don't give myself space to express it in a way that honors how I actually feel.
Well, what's toxic about that?
Because then you're starting to kind of harbor those emotions instead of express them. So now, like, you got a lot of stuff built up that you have never really given yourself.
Well, don't let it build up to resentment, but you don't need to express yourself every time.
I'm not saying you have to.
But you don't.
But if the thought process is that I'm supposed to always handle and act in a way that it's positive, that doesn't make room for the negative things that might happen in my life.
So you don't
give, so they're not feeling their emotions at the moment.
My mom, an antidote. My mom's sick, right? Okay. She got no, this is not a real example. She got diagnosed or something. She's, you know, on her deathbed. I'm supposed to look at that in a way that is completely positive without giving space for my human emotion and my grief.
Now, okay. It's a little close to home, but you actually have to. No, it's not. Don't take it personal. You have to.
Okay.
You have to. The positive would be all the time you had together.
Right.
The moments, the learning moments, the laughs. So you can appreciate that a life has to come to an end, but you have to be able to dwell in the moments that were positive. So there is a very positive side of it.
Yeah,
some people that I know didn't even get those times.
Yeah.
So they were taken earlier or later. So there is a positive, but that doesn't mean you can't be sad.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. That's kind of a lot of times like what I heard promoted was don't have that emotion. Well, but the emotion is going to be there regardless.
I don't think you should dwell in the emotion, but the emotion is just an emotion you're going to have. Because it might, like you might not be sad because I felt differently in the room versus at the funeral.
Right.
And the funeral was the appropriate place to be sad. Mm-hmm. All the other days up till, is, if you can handle it, are probably not the time at all. So there is... I don't think it's a, you said toxic negative, what you call it?
Toxic positivity.
Yeah, I don't think that's such a thing. I just think there's a time to be sad, there's a time to be happy. And even between the happy, the sad, you can go back to happy.
Right.
Because there was only one funeral.
But that's you balancing both of those. And that's what I'm saying, that's well, the
you, you don't have a choice. Because, like, I can't take the one day of a passing and hold it in balance of the thousands and thousands of days I've had of life. So that's just one moment, a very sad moment, but think about all the good moments you had. So I had 10,000 good days and one bad one.
Like for me, like I still get sad sometimes that you know, my dad passed away and I had time to do that too, like, you know, kind of the same thing. But I have to honor my emotion. I choose to honor my emotions, you know, when I feel sad, give myself the space to have that, and also know that I was very lucky to still have as much as I had with him.
So that's the positive.
Right. But that's a balance of both my emotions and the positivity.
But the thing I'm saying is the sad moment could never balance the good moments. Because for something to be balanced, they have to weigh the same.
So what you're saying is like it's people that just like somebody died and they just be like happy, happy, happy.
I feel like there's a lot promoting people to just constantly always look for the silver lining in whatever situation, no matter what. And sometimes you just have to take a break and just give yourself time to feel or to sometimes mess up, like, you know, or you feel bad. That's, yeah, you have that. But what I'm saying is I heard promoted in this book, like when I got through like the first few chapters to the middle of the book, and I kind of heard that sentiment in other books too. Self-help books, they're good at that too.
Okay, well, maybe I have to say this now. This is not a personal jab at you.
What?
Maybe you got to finish the book. Because it may have went back to why you had to do this in the first three, in the last three.
Because it wasn't a regular book. Like, I plan on finishing it. Like I said, I listen to it on my commute, but it's just, it's different people talking about it. And it's kind of like a, it's weird. It's like a docu-book or something, like a documentary as a book. But yeah, anyway.
Well, you said, did you give us the real definition?
Of which one?
We went through, we did law of magnetism.
Okay.
Law of manifestation.
Okay.
And now number three, the law of unwavering desire.
Unwavering.
What is that? All that wanting.
That's lust, ain't it?
It's or isn't it? Some of our desires remain unfulfilled.
You can have the lust.
Say that again. I didn't hear you.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Some of our desires remain unfulfilled. Unfulfilled desire is the basic requirement for a successful manifestation. Okay. We may think we like something and we want that, but it may not be strong and stable enough to withstand the rigors of the manifestation process.
Okay. Beezy was saying something.
No, it seemed like every time somebody says something about the law of attraction, you liken it to relationships.
It is. I think everything's a relationship.
That was a good answer. Yeah. But I know what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I know what he's trying to say. Yeah. But I'm not being just totally singular, but I don't think you could have that for your brother. Or your sister.
But you can have it for stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. Like, stuff. I know about stuff. Like, I'll be like, you know what? I really, really need this. And then when I get it, I'll be like,
gold chain.
I did. Yeah, I really did need it. Like,
that would confuse me.
I could have been without it.
It's basically, in layman's terms, it's just saying if your desire remains unfilled, that just means you haven't gone after it. Strong enough or as with as much rigor as you should have
for the manifestation
for you to attain that. So you may desire a job, but you didn't do everything that you could have possibly have done to get the job. So it becomes an unfulfilled desire.
So you can't manifest. You can't manifest.
Yeah.
If you didn't.
Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
Hello. So what?
Well, why are we writing all these books instead of just reading the Bible?
All
right. I hate the Bible. Y'all some Bible hating people. I hate the Bible.
You have some good stories.
Huh? It does. Jesus turned water into wine. Come on.
Hey.
Come on. You don't think that sound like a good time to you?
So how does that
come on now.
He partied?
I don't know if he partied, but he turned water into wine.
He
did.
He was partying. That's why he turned water into wine.
Wasn't it a wedding?
Yeah, it was something. Yeah.
Oh, was it?
It wasn't a party.
I said it was a party. Bread, too. That's why we get that white bread and the fish.
Yeah. No, that's a different thing. But he turned two fish and two loaves of bread, five loaves of bread.
He fed a whole bunch of people.
Yeah. I don't know.
He did, nigga, right?
I got
it's two different events. Two different
no, we
events.
All over the place.
No, it's two different separate events. But yes. But yes. He was there for the good time, not a long time.
I mean, they said, like, he likes to drink. Was like a party or he like
no
no listen. they didn't say that. I watched the Bible
but hold on a
second. You watched
wine was the common drink
yeah
of
I
that
know.
Time so it wasn't necessarily it the red wine
yeah.
You never know might have been stronger tail.
They been in they swerving
yeah. Right, Paul so. Masson.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah, it's very cheap.
The law of delicate balance.
Okay.
When the elements are in balance in us, we are in a happy, peaceful, and content state of mind. It's at this stage we can manage to raise our energy vibrations to match up to that of our desires and manifest them into our lives.
Sounds like some crystals, and I don't
agree. Sounds like you're reading that from the book of the crystals.
Shout out to Amy and Shiana.
Yeah.
Take your shoes off, ground yourself.
Yeah, that's not Webster's, right?
Huh?
That's
not Webster's, right?
Webster's don't have that.
Yeah, that's from a different book.
Yeah. I mean, it's talking about what alignment from and
AbundanceNoLimits.com.
Abundance no limits.
Wow.
That's
somebody that has some type of show.
Yeah.
That probably just put a website together.
I mean, it's all the same ones. I think it's just when you see the ones that got 7 or 12 or whatever, it's just people's different interpretation of
right.
them. Because like number 5 is the law of harmony.
What does that mean? Y'all can sing together?
It's just choir? It's
like clickbait.
I told y'all it was 3.
If I put 12, this many people are going to click on it.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the 3. Let's go back to the main.
Okay.
The 3 was, I know, three? Like attracts like. And what's the other one?
Oh, me and CL earlier today looked it up. The Urban Dictionary.
Don't put include me in that trash.
Wow.
Don't include me in that trash.
What did you talk?
Me and CL. I didn't even
finish. We included you already.
We need that definition.
Then y'all need to go read that yourself.
Okay.
It don't have nothing to do with nothing.
Is it an urban definition?
They don't have urban nothing dictionary. To do with nothing about manifestation.
And what am I looking at?
I refuse to think black people wrote it.
You never know.
No.
All right, so 3 laws of attraction are like attracts like, nature abhors. I'm sorry. A vacuum.
English teacher.
My bad. Abhors a vacuum.
Abhors.
I had it. The present is always perfect.
A board?
Hey, man.
What does that mean?
Abhors? Hates.
Huh?
Basically hates.
Hates?
Yeah.
So, Nick, there was a board on you?
Abhors.
No, a bores.
A bores on you? There was a bores on you?
What?
What the hell?
You said a bores means hate?
Yeah, nature. Basically, nature hates a vacuum.
Yeah. So, is it possible to create a completely empty
Nick,
space?
There wasn't hoovering on you.
What the hell are you talking about? You make yourself laugh.
That was a bad dad joke.
This is probably the same.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What you got me?
Now it says basically like if you have like a junk drawer, you empty it, then a few weeks later it's full.
But what's the abhors come in? I don't understand.
Nature, like basically it hates, like nature hates empty space.
Nature hates empty space.
Yeah.
Like nature as in trees or nature or
just
human
the,
nature?
Just this nature
like
period.
Universe.
This life.
Universe. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Like
there's
the universe.
A place for everything.
Yeah.
Be
I don't know what this means, but yeah.
It says by creating space in our lives, we easily attract new things.
Oh, so that's what the lady in the secret was doing before.
Yeah.
Okay.
So why would nature hate that?
See? Okay.
It says it's impossible to create a completely empty space because atoms are always bouncing around and immediately fill any empty space.
But wouldn't you need space to?
Just the Elon Musk dictionary. What is this? I don't even know what that means.
It kind of makes sense though.
It
like,
does.
Even okay. even like you, got a, like you got like you buy a house, right? Like let's say like you got a small house.
Mm-hmm.
Your closet's too small.
Mm-hmm.
You get a bigger house, bigger closets, and all of that. Eventually, it's gonna fill it up. Yeah.
You
know
buy
saying?
More clothes, you buy more shoes to fill it up.
So you have to make space.
But if you're manifesting and attracting, don't you need space to account for it? I think that's
the point of it. That's is what that people are not
creating space.
They're not creating. They're not keeping that space. It's continuously filling it up.
Okay. I got you.
So, like in a relationship, if you clear the person out your life. But you get that lonely time,
mm-hmm. so lonely time. And you call them back.
Yeah,
you get somebody else
to now fill starts that spot. Occupy that space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now that space is not open.
But you're saying you want a husband, but you know ain't none of these ain't good for you.
Yeah,
I got you.
And this dude ain't husband.
So that's the abortion.
No, it's
it's abortion.
That's nature hating it. Like it's not like it's only natural that something gonna fill that
oh,
space.
Oh, so
something
you hate fill. Being alone? So you
no, not you hate. It's nature. Like it's
nature hates
just in the universe. It's never gonna be.
So when
Neek
get a new man, it's not. Oh, it has nothing to do with Neek. It's nature. It's not your fault, Neek. You have to replace them, Neek. I understand. Now I understand it better, Neek.
You understand why I just always have
gotta
a backup.
Go, a gotta go head on.
Yep,
you know, okay, Neek. Up until this point, I have not have clarity.
Except my pockets, they stay empty.
They stay empty. Okay. No, Adams.
Nah, let me stop lying. My pockets are always full.
Abundance.
Yes.
Abundance. Peace. What? Give me another word, Kate.
Thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, that's something else. Hey, yo, my man.
So, is Adams men?
Adams are like.
So, what would be
like
for men?
Because
I don't want
made,
Adams in my pocket.
Everything is made up of atoms
that are constantly moving.
What?
So, what would be the woman version?
You sound like Kane right now.
No.
ATOMS.
I know. So, what would be the woman version of that?
What?
Adams is not spelled like Adam.
I know
Eve.
That, but Adam sounds masculine.
The third.
Why? Because it sounds like Adam?
The third.
Adam sounds masculine.
What's the third word?
The present.
Adams don't
perfect.
Sound masculine. If I said yes. It's a room full of Adams, you wouldn't think girls.
No.
Now, if we was talking about science.
That's what I'm talking about. From a scientific standpoint.
It doesn't sound masculine.
It doesn't.
Adam
sounds metaphysical.
It sounds. Okay.
What's going on over there?
Okay.
What's happening across that
know.
Table?
I don't know, but I just thought Adam sound.
All right.
Atoms sounds masculine.
Okay. What was the third one?
The present is always perfect.
See, yeah. That was perfectly what I was just doing.
No.
That was present. No. Okay.
No.
Okay. Tell me. What is the present all perfect? I mean, what does that really mean?
All right. It reads, it always looks like the present isn't perfect. There are wars going on somewhere on the planet. Children starving to death. Masses of emails piling up in your inbox. You can't stand your job or
went
your boss
driving
you mad.
From death to emails.
It's hard to see how bad things can be perfect or even good. It is very hard to tell in the moment. The trick to activating the third law of attraction is to make your current reality as perfect as possible. So, to Kay's earlier point, find the positivity.
No, she said she don't want to find the positive.
No, but
she
I'm talking
be
about what she was talking about earlier from The Secret.
She said she want to be toxic. She don't want to be like
being okay with where you are, like, or being in the moment.
Being in the moment, enjoying the moment, finding the positivity in the moment.
Accepting where you are in life.
So
right
all
now,
of
the
these,
moment.
I guess they're saying all of them work together because I'm like, some of them seem like they might be contradicting one another.
Well, not, I don't, yeah. I think they do.
It's the atoms throwing you off?
You think they do contradict?
No, no well, the atoms are just throwing you off.
I think they work
off.
Together oh, rather sure. than. I think if you just apply one, I don't know if you're going
to. So you have to apply right. all three to actually make this work.
I think.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think they work together?
The first one, like attract like, mm-hmm. like attracts like. You don't need an empty. Well, I guess you would
you
need
do.
An
yes.
Yeah.
And then you would need like manifestation as a part of that too.
And then you would need to be what you want to get.
Right.
But if I felt
so
like
crazy.
If I felt really? Like right now is perfect, then I wouldn't need to attract.
Exactly.
Nothing
that
else.
Was my thing. That's why I feel like they're contradicting each other.
That maybe
like,
you already.
Maybe you need two. It's only two at a time.
You if you're okay where you're at, then you probably already accomplished one. You just need to accomplish the other two.
But if I feel like something is perfect, I'm never looking for oh, what else I need? I'm
I thought
good.
Something really was on the table. Me too. She was looking at just.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Yeah, she threw me out too.
Everybody looked.
I thought like, it was a roach. Yeah. The way she looked. Like, whoa.
Yeah, but you. Girl, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying like if we're going off of it being perfect in the moment, I'm not looking at what else I need because I'm satisfied. Like everything's perfect. So then, that one kind of just negates trying to manifest and. Empty space. It's weird,
but it's just at that moment. Like nothing is perfect.
Well, they're saying that it is.
No, there's no.
Are we really here?
Yeah.
Okay.
See,
I ask myself that often. Yeah. Like, am I really here?
Because this thing sound wild. That's like a rabbit hole. Like
it is, but it's
like they all should work together, but they're all independently of each other.
Right.
So what is it? Is it three?
They kind of bounce off each other. Like, you can do this and do this one together, but you can't really do this together.
Maybe you just like what you like. You like what look good. And the other stuff don't really matter.
How does the law...
Is that the problem? Is that the problem?
How does the law of attraction work when we're dating or getting into connections and relationships?
If she look good,
I'm going to look good, too.
She going to look better with me, and we'll look better together.
What is the most important part of, like, being attracted to somebody for you?
You got to be a good person. I'll say that. You got to be a good person.
That's it?
You got to be a good person. Now, it depends on if we're thinking long term or short term. Because I probably should let somebody else answer this question first. But
no, going. Go ahead. That's
it. It won't stop. Okay?
You hear now, see?
So, stop, won't stop, baby. Long term, she needs to be a good person. Short term, she needs to be good for tonight or the next 30 days.
Okay, wow. Good on multiple levels. All
yes,
right.
Yes. So,
wow.
Cause you could qualify tonight, you know, you pre-qualify for a loan, but you don't get the loan.
You don't get the loan.
Yeah, you can pre-qualify. Yeah,
pre-qualify.
You had that deposit back then.
Nah, that's not refundable.
Not refundable. Wow.
Yeah, that's gone.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, and then you figure out like, nah, this worked, but this didn't work, so we need to release you.
Okay.
Like trying to make that 53-man roster. Mm.
So a lot of attraction when it comes to a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For me,
spending time with them.
Why?
Because I feel like if a person spends enough time with you, you can learn to like
them.
You
answered for me, thank you.
Yeah, you asked me and I'm helping you.
I didn't ask you.
She asked you nothing.
Yeah, she asked me. She was like, tell me. She did sign language. We got signs here.
Okay. Got a chemistry?
Yeah, yeah.
Eye contact?
Telekinesis.
That's an important part, having chemistry.
Yes. But me and Neek don't have that kind of chemistry.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now, Neek.
Get over yourself.
That was more about you, Neek. Cause we know how you are chemistry.
Let her answer her question.
Okay,
let him talk. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Break it down. Not so you're right.
Like, if a man spend a lot of time with you, quality time, you appreciate that, and you'll look past his. You don't care how he look. So all you got to do is get to know him personally.
If I like him.
Yes, but if you get to know his personality and who he is as a person,
he might be annoying.
And he believes in God. You could teach him not to be annoying. Say,
how does the law of attraction work for you, Yoshi?
How you
She asked
took
me
over my answer.
You asked me to answer, and I was trying to help
you.
But
go ahead.
We're going to circle back. We're going to let CL cool off.
Okay.
I like what I like, pretty much.
Oh, Lord.
And that's what you left me for? Come on, man. I'm way more entertaining than that. You should have left the mic. Get this mic off, man. I like what I like.
I do. I mean, I think it just depends on the person, time, and how we met. I love great conversation.
Oh, that's the only idea over here. That's the answer you can move.
So good conversation.
Okay. Good conversation. That's
a great conversation. Does have to be.
She don't have to look like nothing.
I'm not saying that.
I'm asking.
No, she does need to look like.
Okay.
Yes, there is a need.
Okay. You have to be a fun person.
I mean, you have to, okay. I think everybody has to be physically attracted to a person.
Not necessarily.
What?
Yeah.
And this is the answer Nee said I didn't answer.
I mean, sapiosexuals are a thing.
No, I mean, because like somebody can be funny looking to you, but then once you get to know them, that ugly face,
it's just to like kind of. That's the point.
What I
like,
just
because you give
girl.
Everybody a chance. You don't knock them down because they're good looking to you.
I disagree.
Give everybody a chance.
You give everybody a chance that holler at you?
Depending on how they holler at me.
Okay. I think that you have to have some form of physical attraction.
What if you don't see the person, though?
Cause that does happen
on the internet.
What if you blind?
Oh, what if it's love a fake picture? Blind.
You feel their wrists. Yeah. Like,
where's your own? Nah, she kind of ugly.
It's like Manti Mayo.
Her skin dry.
Oh, Manti Tail.
Tail.
Yeah.
Nah, but that was an elaborate ruse now. Like that.
It was, but it was a picture. And you talk to a person, so he never actually saw the woman.
Yeah, but then the dude got the lady to do a special.
That's talking about her?
Yeah.
That was a crazy movie.
No,
about the guy with the computer.
Manti Tail.
Yes, but he had already built this relationship with a voice and a picture.
Yeah, before.
And words typed on the computer.
Yeah, people fall in love with people's voices.
It used to be more prevalent back in the day before FaceTime and stuff. Yeah. People did fall for
who you took. Catfished every day.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to have. And then some people get catfished and still like the person that they were talking and communicating with.
Mm-hmm.
But they initially were attracted to the picture.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So if you are physically attracted to somebody to begin with,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to know them and then you like them, you know, after that, then doesn't matter. To some people, it doesn't matter what happens after that. They may get hurt because they may feel a way because they got, what's it called? What's the word I'm looking for?
Catfish?
Yeah, because they got catfish. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. They may feel a way because they got catfish or lied to. But if they really have strong feelings, then they stay within that because they now, although the initial picture attracted them, because if they weren't attracted to the initial picture, they wouldn't talk to the person.
I don't know. I feel like it depends on your level of how important physical attraction is to you, because that might not be the top thing for some people. If we're talking about the initial,
I'm talking about the initial.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Some people may initially be more attracted to that person's mind. Or something else. But that how do
I? I don't see your mind when I'm walking up on you.
You can gauge somebody's mindset in a conversation.
Why did I start a conversation with you? Because I like the way you look.
It don't matter. Like somebody might sit down to you, you're just talking to them, and then you look up like, damn, this person kind of sexy. You led with their mindset before you led with their looks. That's possible.
How often does that happen?
I mean, it happens.
Just ask the person who said they like it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm the same way too. Like. What? Both work for me. Honestly.
A person that talks to you, just communicating, having a good conversation, and see where their mind is. Like you look past
I think we're totally missing my point.
What's the point?
No,
what's
your point? You're not missing your point.
They're just saying that just doesn't necessarily matter. They're saying
that don't matter to them.
It depends on how important physical.
But how even with catfishing, I was saying before,
conversation.
Even with catfishing, if I seen a picture of a guy and I'm talking to him over the internet based off of his picture. If I see him, I may be mad because he lied to me. That may be the reason why I'm not talking to him, but not because he's ugly. Because our conversations may have been cool.
But that's what I'm saying. The initial, the way you got to a conversation.
It could have been like somebody just said, like, you sit down at a table beside him or sit at a bar with him or something and they start talking to you. Mm-hmm. It don't got to be internet.
Right. Yeah. I think you're thinking of the concept like I walk up to this person. Sometimes that doesn't happen that way. You could have somebody that, like, I changed my number, right? People have been texting this phone. Let's say if I text somebody, I don't know how they look. You know what I'm saying? So now we're texting and having a conversation, and what if that really gets going and we have a vibe? I'm attracted to this person based off of their conversation, not their physical.
Okay. I understand. No, I understand. Like, in that instance, I understand that.
Right.
But if you, I'm talking about when it's visual. Like, even if you sit down next to someone,
mm-hmm.
I think that when a conversation starts, first 5 minutes, you don't know whether this is going to be a person you want to pursue. Right. You don't know. It has to be something physical.
Not necessarily, mm-mm. though. Because she just said it depends on how the person approaches. Because I know, like, sometimes you might sit down at the bar or whatever, and somebody might say something funny. And that might loosen the other person up. So it don't got nothing to do with really how.
Be funny, I laugh.
And what about blind dates when you didn't see a picture? You just went on a date. You talked to somebody for a week or so, and then y'all went on a date.
You have to keep an open.
You can already like something about them.
Well, then I guess I'm applying my philosophy to it. Because, I mean.
That's what it takes for you.
Because if it's a blind date and I'm not attracted to you when I show up, then that's.
You're going
to
walk out the door before she sees you?
No. But. I will. We'll get through the date, but I mean, I wouldn't.
Would you still make it fun?
I mean, I would have the best time I possibly could.
Well, that's because physical attraction is higher on your list than it may be for other people. And that's okay. Yeah. It's just everybody has different things that float their boat. Mm. I'm not saying attraction doesn't supersede.
I'm just saying, I just think that you, if you physically cannot, I just don't see, I guess it is a thing for me. Because I don't see how you can not be physically attracted to someone.
It's the same way that you can be physically attracted to someone. And then you find out their personality kind of trash. Yeah. So are you still attracted to that person?
No, I'm done.
Right. It's the same way.
I mean,
but they still look good.
They still look good.
So it's just
not.
So
but you're not attracted to them.
Yeah, but you're just failing the
like conversation. Like if the conversation is not good, then no, they no longer attracted.
No, that person.
It's just the same in reverse.
If that person makes you mad or just like really is a trash person, regardless of how they look, they'll start to look ugly to you.
It has happened plenty of times.
Yeah, they'll start to look like, you know what?
Her so when you broke up with together. Somebody, you realized they were not as attractive anymore?
A few.
Because you could point out, you're like, oh, well, how was I blinded by his personality? And look at him.
Yeah, he was ugly and I gave and him
look
a chance.
At him.
Okay. That could happen.
That when they really get depressed. Then
listen, like,
I shouldn't have messed with him.
Biggest smiles. I shouldn't have. That was little Kim. That's why she's so sad. No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
His boobs were bigger than mine. Yep. And I still gave him a chance.
You had the nerve.
Wow.
Gassy.
Wow.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Yeah, gotcha.
B, did we ever get to you? Did we ever ask you?
Nope. You need to ask him.
My attraction was.
Yeah.
There's a song by a young woman, Candy Barris is her name, and it goes legs
and
hips and body.
That's the top three.
Yeah. So it's physical for you as well.
Nah, yeah, pretty much.
You said nah, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that no
answer? Yeah, I was going to try to be.
He was going to try to get real deep with it, like, nah, look at her mind.
Well, I would think most men.
My lens.
I think that comes immediately following, but I do get, like, most people do leave with, like, physical attraction. Mm-hmm. I just think that some people just don't, or some people kind of balance it out.
Would you think it's more likely for a man to go with physical attraction than more so than a woman?
I don't know. You know, they say y'all visual creatures. I don't know if I buy into that propaganda.
You better. That ain't no propaganda. That's the truth, bro.
Yeah. I think that's it depends. Facts, Jack. It depends on the man. I don't think all men go by looks because all men can't pull women.
But they still go by looks, though.
No.
Like, if the guy that can't get the 9, all he can get is a 3. He still want the 9.
He want the, yeah, yeah.
But he's going to go for the 3 too.
But he want the top 3. He don't want the bottom 3. Yeah, yeah. He want the top 3 still. So yep. Still.
Or you might have men who are sapiosexuals, I think.
That's not a thing.
Explain that to me.
I'll be honest.
It's
I've never met
who's
one.
Attracted to someone's mind and intellect versus their physical.
Oh, that's a lie.
But it just happens that all of the sapiosexuals they get with are gorgeous.
Yeah. Long, neat dreads.
Yeah, yeah. It is called sapiosexual.
Yeah, it was somebody.
Why would you be attracted to that?
It was somebody that was said it was a sapiosexual in their bio, and I just put E=MC². They didn't respond. Like, I'm smart. What are you talking about? Like, come on.
I mean, I've kind of felt like that too. I've had like some gorgeous men I've dated, but I didn't really realize how physically attractive they were until we connected on a mental level. So it really didn't matter to me either way.
Why would a man want to connect with a woman on a mental level?
All right. Well,
because he wants to talk to her. He might.
Talk to her about what?
Talk to her about a lot of things. What's like happening in the world? Politics. Nah. Money.
Our money or some money
y'all
we going together? I'm just asking because y'all act like.
Well, what do you talk about? What do you talk about with your girlfriend?
We're not gonna attack directly on my girlfriend.
I know. First thing,
we can talk in hypotheticals, but we're not talking.
What would you talk?
I talk to her about a lot of things, but a lot of things happen between us, and we talk about it. Not necessarily between her and I, but just where we are together. But I don't come home and necessarily say, "Let's discuss Trump's policy." I don't think I've ever done that with anybody.
Talk to me about documentaries and stuff.
I'll talk about something we're doing together, but I don't have these deep. These real deep conversations about the theory of relativity.
Is that your personality, though?
The woman is.
I want to, like, I think sometimes men date for a different reason than women.
All right.
Like, one of my main reasons for dating is companionship. And I want to create experience. I want to create experiences together, memories. So I'm missing out that focused on the world. Now, if a tragedy happens and we saw it on TV, we might discuss, oh, I know this dude, he got arrested. But mm-hmm. I'm not gonna come home and be like, "You heard about the 37 kids got killed in China?" I just don't do that.
Who said I was gonna be negative thought. Stuff?
Well, even the positive stuff. You heard milk going up? Like, I don't know.
Like, that's positive.
I just don't discuss that stuff. Like, is that like not normal?
No, I mean, if
that's
normal for
you,
you.
I just
real
don't
judge you right now.
I'm not. You made
judgy.
A generalization, and I was just like, I don't. That's you, and
no,
I respect that.
She asked me directly. Yeah, Neek asked me directly.
I didn't say she didn't.
Okay, but it wasn't general.
You said men. And I'm like, that's cool. Like,
I'm every man. What
you said what
well,
women
that is cool.
talk to women about.
I feel like you said that y'all date, we date for different reasons. Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily true. I feel like the way you do it, nobody's saying it's wrong. That's how you and
oh,
your
I'm
partner.
Not taking offense, right?
No, I know. That's how you and your partner understand and connect with each other.
I don't know if she understands that. That's just me. She might have a completely different answer. She might think I'm deep, okay. But I don't know. Let's watch House of Dragons. Like I don't be.
I started that the other day.
Yeah, how I don't it? Be. I like it, but I like that kind of stuff, kind yeah. of, in that vein.
Y'all seen Sandman?
No, I said yeah. I don't watch that. I don't watch
you
no
can
devil.
Watch it. I told you Leah Blind's open, and it's not that scary.
Demons. Yeah, I don't
no,
watch.
But it's not
I don't
scary.
Like
no
it's not really. It's not. It does have Lucifer in it, but only
you.
For like one.
Nah, I don't like
it's
that
not
either.
Scary.
Son of the morning, I'm going to chase you off this earth.
I forgot you don't like scary.
Yeah, I don't do
it. You better remember.
Okay, Jay-Z.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got off topic.
That was Jay-Z?
That was Jay-Z.
Nah, it's before. It's a okay. reggae song.
Oh.
Okay, but that's where I knew it from.
Yeah, that's why I know
yeah,
it from.
Yeah, both of y'all wrong. Yeah, that's well, why y'all on the show together. Join in. Now mess with you.
Yeah. How would y'all like to leave off with all this information that we have gathered from
today?
The law of attraction and our thoughts on it.
Okay. Atoms are not masculine.
Oh
they
my
are
God.
Nothing. Oh they are non binary.
Turn off his mic.
They are non binary.
Or just hit the music.
Just hit it.
Yeah. So people might have something smart to say. Neek?
Oh God.
Okay.
Law of attraction.
Jesus is the light.
Yes.
Okay. What he say. Is the way.
Yeah.
I didn't know about toxic positivity.
It's not a real thing.
I didn't. It is a real thing.
Not a real thing. Okay.
But like I didn't know about that. I didn't look at it
Neek.
In that way.
Neek. Don't baffle you.
No, because like to be honest, like when my father died, I never cried.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I was just
be strong.
Yeah, trying to be strong for everybody
look
else around me.
Points.
You know, smiling. Hey, people I haven't seen in a long time. So yeah, like I think it took years. Maybe like just a couple of years ago, I actually sat down and cried,
mm-hmm.
and actually missed my dad. So yeah, like
it's yeah. a thing, y'all. Don't yeah. listen to these men.
To put a name to it, it's like okay, yeah.
I don't know if that's the name, but okay. All right.
Well, it's good, y'all. The perpetrators.
Perpetrators of what?
Toxic positivity.
Toxic negative over here.
Well, women are way more toxic.
I'm toxic negative.
Yeah. Women are way more toxic.
I just made that up.
We're equally all toxic.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We balance each other.
I think y'all more toxic daily than men are.
We're more dramatic.
What's your takeaway from this?
Okay.
Make sure you check the pronunciation of a word before you go in. It.
Oh, you ain't
Google
got
Google gives you the pronunciation of
a pronunciation
word.
Ain't a word either.
It caught me off. So,
pronunciation.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
What did you take from it?
No child left behind.
No.
Okay.
Hey.
He didn't go to school down.
Be easy.
Was that everywhere?
Be easy. I'm talking about the scores.
If he had,
listen,
it would have been worse.
I can prove that.
Okay.
I can prove that.
Oh, you wasn't here. Okay. No, no.
Yeah,
no,
he wasn't.
I was called back to it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the callbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
That okay, that's your real takeaway from everything in this episode?
Oh, and that people really be attracted to minds.
Okay, judgy. Look, all the judgy.
You thought that was a fake
people
thing.
People are really attracted to mine.
I do want to see Neek with an ugly fella, though.
I have.
You've been. I want to see it now. Like
you can see
the,
it.
In the future, now.
Like they know one of them.
They know
oh,
one.
Dang.
Yeah.
The ugly.
Oh, Lord.
My one? Mom calls him not a looker.
Okay.
Oh, right. that's
well,
a sweet southern way of saying
me
he
wrong.
Ugly.
Yeah, he's funny looking, though.
Word.
Who?
Oh.
That we gonna talk about it off the air.
Yeah, we talk about it off mic. Off mic.
Ow.
Okay.
Okay. No.
That's close enough.
That's close enough.
Okay, B. Yeah. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is well, it's not a takeaway. It's something that I've done it before. I've used the law of attraction, and it works. And I guarantee it. I stand behind it.
Ooh.
They know certified. That.
Ooh.
They know the chairman of General Mills.
Okay.
Nah, I stole that from a movie.
What's it called?
Blue Magic.
Blue Magic.
I do believe in it though. It's real. It's been a lot of words thrown around here
that you don't believe in.
A lot of made up words
just
and phrases.
You throwing this shade over here.
Sapiosexual.
Yeah.
That's what color is that on the flag?
Okay, you know what? No, I'm sorry. Burnt orange.
Yeah, that ain't.
I don't want to get the liquor platoon.
What did he say?
The liquor platoon people, man. I don't want to get them mad. Yeah. Shouts out to all my liquor.
Yeah,
that was be easy. Y'all. I heard it here.
Liquor platoon friends.
Yes, yeah. And countrymen.
Like I am. No. Whatever. What are they greet? What's they greeting?
A hand clap. I don't know. How would they greet?
Yas. That's how they greet. Yas.
Maybe a snap and a. I don't know.
Z formation snap and a twist.
Yeah.
What's your takeaway?
Yeah, what's
my
your takeaway?
Let me spin it back.
Okay.
So my takeaway is, you know, we heard a lot of different things and a lot of different opinions. And I think that when it comes to the law of attraction, you do have to look inward and figure out what's going to work for you and figure out how to make a lot of these laws like work together, because it do sound like some of them are contradicting one another.
I say read less. It's more about feel when relationships.
What?
It's more about feel. You can decide, I'm going to be with this person. And we're gonna make it work. Now that means you can't be too heinous with your actions. You can't cheat and do. I'm talking about just regular people stuff. Like we disagree. You know, I ate your chicken and it really wasn't that good. And you can kind of tell I ain't like it. And then like you need to be honest. And I'll be honest.
You could feel that I was didn't like the chicken. That's basically what you said.
I can tell you ain't even chew it.
Yeah. I just picked over it. And you was like,
and drink your juice after.
Be honest and say you didn't like the chicken and just regular stuff. Not no. Bad stuff, people cheating, and
how to spin it back.
I'm just saying. I just think you have to decide. You have to make a decision that this relationship is going to work.
Okay, and so we're putting on relationships.
Yeah, and not the small little steps sometimes that people just get thrown off by. Oh, me too funny. Come on, man. The next girl going too funny.
I do think being attracted to your partner on multiple levels.
Stop looking at her mouth. Sometimes you don't need to look at her.
It has a place, because if I'm not attracted to your mind or your body or other stuff like that.
Oh, I ain't saying you're going to be no wolf, no. I'm talking about you got to look like something, no. You can't be out here looking, wow. I'm just saying whatever you decide after you're attracted to the person, you have to understand things are not going to be perfect. And people say that, but they really don't mean that. Because you expect them to have it all together.
Yeah, yo. Nobody has all together. What if she gain weight in a relationship?
I agree with you about this now.
Really?
You can start big. You ain't going to get big on me. You're going to do something about this.
And on that note. Play the music.
Yeah, if I accept you big.
But do boom. There you go.
Yeah. If I accept you at 330, you can't get 380.
Thank you all for joining in on the conversation. It's your girl, Nick Cruz.
Wait, hold on. Before we get out of here.
That's increase. Huh?
Thank you, Be Easy and Kay for joining us today.
So regular with them, you know.
So we really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedules to be here. Tell the people how they can find you, B.
Preach_BP on social media, and you can catch me every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Kay, how can they find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at KAntoinette_theblogger and LBF Podcast streams everywhere.
Neek, go on and take us out.
All right, now, thank you all for joining in on the conversation. It's your girl, Neek Cruz.
I'm sorry.
I don't want to be found this week.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, I wasn't going to be found either. Yeah. But, I mean,
and
are we going to close out?
He was acting shady in your absence, too, but we'll talk that off mic.
You was?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Move forward.
We back, Neek. Tell him we back, Neek.
I'll cut everybody mic off. How about that?
Well, you can, because I'm going to close this out.
Okay.
All right.
It's a rub benediction.
Go ahead.
And we're out.
It's a track, positive vibes.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Relationship Status. Remember, you can catch us on relationshipstatuspodcast.com, iTunes, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon Music, Nobody Grinds Like Us, and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you would like to join the conversation or leave us a dear Neek, email us at relstatpodcast@gmail.com or call us at 843-310-8637. Follow us on Facebook at Relationship Status Podcast, on Instagram and Twitter at relstatpodcast. And don't forget to comment, share, 5-star rate, subscribe, and review.
The Relationship Status Podcast is sponsored by Unfiltered. Whether it's hoodies, long sleeve tees, leggings, joggers, or tech suits, Unfiltered has what you need to express yourself in any weather. Visit unfilteredforever.com and use the promo code RSP to get 10% off your entire order. That's unfilteredforever.com, promo code RSP. And remember, there's a science to being you.